We continue our coverage of holiday concerts on Cityscape with Homes for the Holidays, a rockin' winter party Sunday at the Pageant. Members of four St. Louis bands have come together for a performance of holiday music, everything from the work of Joni Mitchell to Paul Simon to Frank Lesser. Eric Wolf is the lead vocalist for Vote for Pedro. Eric, welcome to Cityscape.
Hello. Hi. Nice to be here.
Also here is Ron James. He's Director of Development and Communication for Covenant House, Missouri, and that is a group that is benefiting from this event. Hi.
Absolutely.
Welcome to you, Ron.
Good to be here.
Good
thanks.
Good to see you both. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Well, Eric, how did this idea come about that members of four St. Louis cover bands would come together as one?
Well, actually, it started last year. We did another small concert for another organization, and I had been doing a series of concerts called Bach to the Beatles with members of the St. Louis Symphony, including David Halen, the concertmaster. And I've always been a big fan of winter music, Christmas music, and I spoke with Ron and David at that time and said, hey, how about we put on a concert with that kind of a theme, another kind of fundraiser, and we did, and it was successful. And then Ron moved on to Covenant House, Missouri. And I thought, well, hey, that's what a wonderful charity, what a wonderful organization. Let's go ahead and let's try to do this again and bump it up a notch and let's just play some more holiday music, the music that we love, and we have a string quartet performing with us and two wonderful choirs that are going to play with us as well. And it's just grown from there. So,
you know, you're calling this Homes for the Holidays. Mm-hmm. There's a good reason for that, Ron, because we're talking about kids without homes.
Absolutely. Covenant House, our real specialty is kids from the age of 16, 17 to 21. They're out of the foster care system. A lot of times they're not in school, and they really have fallen through the cracks at that point. You know, no one knows they're there. We bring them in. We give them everything they need in our crisis program. And then we do whatever it takes to make sure that they either get back with their families or they get eventually into independent housing and they're self-supporting. So, yeah. And one of the things, there's a lot of things that kind of ring with this concert. And one is the idea of the holidays, you know, is coming home, right? That's what a lot of us do. We try to get home. We get to what home is for us. And these kids, right now, they don't have that, you know. So Eric, after touring Covenant House, and Jim Ousley, the songwriter and bass player for My Two Planets, they immediately got that, and they have been working tirelessly to put this together. It's going to be an amazing show.
Eric, you toured the Covenant House. Talk a little bit about that, what you saw, what your impressions were.
Well, first impression was just wow, truly. It was an old, I think, an old Catholic building.
The Bishop Healy, I believe,
okay.
Grade school, over on 2727 North Kings Highway.
And they took this building and gutted it and just made it. It's got all modern amenities and technology, of course, for their offices. But then they took me upstairs as part of the tour to show me some of the living spaces for these kids. And it's just wonderful. I don't know what.
did you meet any of the kids?
I did, actually. There was one kid in particular. I can't remember his name, Ron.
Was it Markeith?
I think so. I think so. He was he had tried out for The Voice when they were in St. Louis. And
oh, that would be Jerome, I think.
Jerome. And I had tried out as well at that time. And so we connected that way. And he was just full of energy. And you couldn't tell, honestly, that he had been homeless at one time. I don't know how that sounds, but he was just full of energy. He was just so happy, and he had nothing but praise about Covenant House and all the people there and the education he was getting, the help he was getting.
You know, I can't imagine being in that situation for anyone of any age would have to be challenging,
right,
to say the least. But during those formative years, I can't imagine it.
You know, it really is the time, and especially those 3-4 years where if you don't get to these kids, you know, there's a real chance that, you know, they're going to become chronically homeless adults. It's a great time to turn their lives around and give them the tools that they need to be what they can be. I mean, and the interesting thing is, we've got kids who are so expressive, so energetic. Eric mentions Jerome. We have a kid who has put together a play and created scenes and acting and performed it. He really wants to get into theater. We've got kids who are very interested in art, really anything you can imagine, and they're just looking for someone to help them, to give them that platform that, you know, most of us had growing up. So that is part of what this concert is doing. You know, and actually, which is really cool, Eric doesn't know this yet, about 20 of our kids are going to be attending.
Oh, wonderful.
So they'll be in the audience.
That's great.
That's Ron James. We're talking to Ron and with Eric Wolf about Homes for the Holidays, a Rockin' Winter Party, which is Sunday evening at the Pageant. And talk a little bit, Eric, if you would, about these four bands, these four local bands, and tell me who they are and which members of the bands have come together for this.
Sure. Well, my main working band, if you will, is Vote for Pedro. We're a rock and roll and dance cover band. We've been playing for about 6-7 years in clubs and private events around the city. And our keyboard player, Paul Kriege, our guitarist, Jeff Faulkner, and myself, as well as our friends Jim Ousley, who's bass player, as Ron had mentioned, and Joe Lang, who's a drummer. The five of us also make up a original band called My Two Planets, and we at one time played quite a bit around the St. Louis area and other places, and we have just written a new song actually this year called Somebody Else's Crusade, which we will be performing at the concert, and it will also be available for a download for anyone who makes a donation, I think, after the
concert. Yeah, absolutely, on Bandcamp, and that's going to be a lot of fun. These guys are donating CDs that night. They're donating their music. They've pretty much donated their time. It's really been incredible.
Why don't we sample some of your work right now? And we're talking with Eric Wolf and Ron James about Homes for the Holidays, a Rockin' Winter Party, which is Sunday. That was Somebody Else's Crusade, and that's off the program, but this is sort of different than most of the other songs, because I guess is this maybe one of the only non-traditional songs you're doing?
That's correct. There's really the theme is good for the lyrics, because it does have to do with what we're trying to help out, the children looking for a permanent home. And this talks about this. The lyrics really have to do with an overall theme of hope, I think.
So just briefly kind of go over maybe what some of the other offerings are. I know it's everything from traditional things like go all the way back to the great music from Frank Lesser to music from Sting and even Hank Williams Sr.
Absolutely. We try to mix it up a little bit, try to bring some of the best of both worlds, if you will. We have Sting, for instance. I'm very influenced by him. He came out with an album a few years ago called If on a Winter's Night. And like this show, he covered a lot of non-traditional kind of songs. He did some lullabies and some secular songs that were like hundreds of years old, looking at the list here. Like The Snow That Melts the Soonest is a traditional song from Newcastle, which dates back to the 1700s, I believe. And then, of course, we're also doing a cover of River, which is written by Joni Mitchell. Every Time Christmas Comes Around, a Michael McDonald song. And we're doing a kind of a funky, groovy kind of version of What Child Is This, which, of course, is also another traditional song. But we're doing it in the form that Train did. It's kind of got a groovy rock and roll kind of feel to it.
And the venue is going to be fun. It's the Pageant.
Yes. Beautiful room. Great
right.
room.
It's Homes for the Holidays, a Rockin' Winter Party. That's Sunday, 7 p.m. at the Pageant. If you go to stlpublicradio.org, to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to the Pageant's website. You can find out more about getting tickets and that sort of thing. We just have a few seconds left. But what are your favorite memories of St. Louis, Christmas, or any of the holidays in St. Louis overall?
Oh, gosh. Honestly, I think like anybody else, just being a kid growing up, I was really fortunate in the home that I had. My mom and dad always made sure there were gifts under the tree, and just the family being there around the tree and always going to dinner at my aunt's house. And those memories resonate every year for me.
I think for me it's really choral music. I love choirs. Actually, to mention that, both the SLU and Villa choirs will be there. And that's what I love. It's just hearing lots of voices come together.
That's Ron James, Director of Development and Communication at Covenant House, Missouri. We've also been talking to Eric Wolf, lead vocalist for Vote for Pedro. And it's all about a concert Sunday at the Pageant. Homes for the Holidays, a rock and winter party. Best to both of you.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you again. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much for having us.
Happy holidays to you.
Coming up next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about the St. Louis Chamber Chorus's concert, The Ancients Speak Old English, celebrating the Christmas season, Britain's centennial, and featuring a world premiere. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about current issues pertaining to the law with a panel of legal experts. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Camille Phillips, Aaron Dorr, Kristen Torres, and Jeremy Bailey. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and I hope you'll join us next time.